Christmas break do for this team?
I think at this time of year it's just nice to have a bit of a break. I mean, just mentally and physically, it's a lot of games pretty quick in the season. So I think for us it was just, you know, taking a few days off from hockey and kind of regrouping.
Seemed like a lot of laughter and good times out on the ice there. Was that a condition of that break?
We're trying to get our legs back, and I mean, 3 days off is, you want to go out and have a good practice, but I mean, we're trying to keep it loose. We always have been, but at the same time, still get work done.
For the rest of us, the beer leaguers and so on and so forth, we're off the ice for half a year and jump on and try and get right back into it. Do you really lose that much over 3 days?
It definitely takes a few drills to get back into it. I mean, for a lot of us, I think the legs weren't quite there today, but I mean, one good ice session and you feel good the next day. So I think tomorrow we'll all feel back on track.
Paul talked about you guys needing separation from him. I don't know if you heard that quote that he made after that last game, but he said he's been in a bad mood for a while, could use some time apart. What do you think he meant by that?
I think this kind of goes back to what I said about just taking time away from the rink, time away from hockey. I mean, sometimes you just need that. I mean, when things aren't going well, it's kind of nice to have a break from the game for a few days. And it was getting frustrating, those last couple of games, but it's nice to just forget about it and, you know, spend time with family and, you know, enjoy the holidays and not think about hockey and, you know, because you want to win, but, you know, you don't want it to affect your life at home and, you know, being around your family and stuff.
Pittsburgh comes into town, and I remember last year that game that you played against them here, and how, you know, in a lot of ways it kind of set the course for you guys. It was physical. You ended up coming back. Can you draw any comparison on maybe playing them again and hoping the same thing happens, Brian? I know it's a year removed, but, you know, do you look back and say this was a starting point for us last year?
To be honest, I don't even really remember that game too well. It seems like we always play Pittsburgh after the break or after an Olympic break or something like that. Honestly, it's we've been trying to get something going. We talked about it before the break. Trying to get on a roll, trying to get something consistent. You know, where we can string together a few wins, and we weren't able to do it, you know, before the break, but that's still something we're focusing on. I mean, we're still positive in here, and it's just, I mean, we're just trying to get to that point where we can string together, you know, three or four games where we play really well and get something going.
You know, I guess last question, I'm around you guys all the time, and I have not sensed that tightness that you know, you might see for a team that wants to be doing better than they are. You're right, you're still pretty loose in here, and that's not a bad thing right now.
Yeah, I think, especially given how many young guys we have, I mean, you want to stay positive. You want to keep things loose. I mean, I remember what it was like for me. I mean, things get negative in the room and at the rink. I mean, you don't really enjoy going there and when things aren't going well. So you want to have a good environment to come in. You want to be excited to be around the guys. And I think we still have that. We're just trying to find, you know, that game on the ice.